Over the last couple of years, Pokemon has received a ton of new gimmicks, that being Dynamax, Terastallize, Z-moves, but obviously one stands above the rest, that being Mega Evolution. But why is it that people love Mega so much more than all the other gimmicks? Now, that's what we're going to be talking about in today's video. My name is Pokey, and today we are back with the Why series in Pokemon. Today's topic is going to be, why are Mega Evolutions so popular? Yeah, it's easy to say Megas are just cooler, blah, 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 but if a kid walked up to you and are like, hey, why do people talk about Megas so much? You can't just say it's just cool, because there's more to it, and there's definitely more reasons as to why people like and prefer Megas over the other gimmicks. Now, one of the main reasons as to why Megas are so much more popular than the other three gimmicks is purely because of the base and the actual structure of Mega Evolutions compared to the other three. And no, I'm not just talking about their designs, I'm talking about the lore and story behind Megas, because it's a lot more structured and a lot more in-depth than the other three gimmicks. For example, the whole story behind Dynamax is the defeat of Eternatus by Zacian and Zamazenta, and when Eternatus was like sleeping, energy leaked out during its slumber in the form of Galar particles, which resulted in power spots where Pokemon can Gigantamax and blah 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 blah. You know the drill. Now, as for the Terra phenomenon, they don't really tell us much other than the fact that it existed in the great crater of Paldea, and other than the fact that they found Terastallized Pokemon at the bottom of that said crater, there's really nothing else to really talk about other than the fact that they used these Terra orbs that were harnessed by the professors to then allow other Pokemon to terrestrialize. That's basically the entire story. Now, as for Z-moves, they are a lot more complex than the other two gimmicks. For example, they're linked to a singular Pokemon known as Ultra Necrozma, and unlike Eternatus, you can actually feel like an actual connection with Ultra Necrozma itself. Now, Ultra Necrozma lost its light, and because of its lost light, it kind of spread out all the crystallized shards across the Alola region, and those were the actual Z-moves themselves. So the actual Z-moves are just fragments of Ultra Necrozma's lights that's been spread across the Alola region, and Ultra Necrozma has a lot more lore to it than Eternatus, because Ultra Necrozma has absorbed countless universes, and it's also a threat to the entirety of the multiverse, purely because its body was used as a Duracell battery. I'm not even joking. And because it's been used as a Duracell battery by the Ultra Recon Squad, it sought vengeance across the entirety of the universe. And it makes sense, because if you were kind of imprisoned for all of your life and being used and tormented, you can kind of feel for Necrozma, whereas with Eternatus, the lore just... it's just so boring. Now, although Z-moves themselves aren't as boring as the other two gimmicks I mentioned previously, they just don't come close to Megas, and I'm going to be explaining why. For starters, Mega Evolution has had a bigger impact than any other gimmick on the entirety of the Pokemon franchise. It's not linked to an actual legendary Pokemon, but instead linked to the Mega Weapon made by AZ himself. And when that Mega Weapon, you know, exploded and just destroyed a lot of Pokemon, it created and split the timeline into two different timelines, one with Mega Evolution and one without it. That's why in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, you're able to use both Z-moves and Mega Evolutions, whereas in Scarlet and Violet and in Gen 8, you're not able to even find a Mega Stone. Now, Megas are actually referenced in Scarlet and Violet, but I don't want to use that as factual evidence because it's not 100% proof. And it doesn't really matter, it's not that big of a deal anyways. But the timeline split is so important because it changes the aspects of all other regions and affects the entirety of the Pokemon world itself. It's because of Mega Evolution that Diancie saved Ash and his friends. It's because of Mega Evolution that Callum was able to stop Lysander in the Pokemon XY manga. It's the beautiful series of events that led to Mega Evolution being created in the first place, with a bitter old man trying to save something he's lost. Not just that, Mega Evolution doesn't just change a Pokemon's appearance to make them look quote-unquote cool, but also expand on their characteristics and Pokemon traits. When Kangaskhan Mega Evolves, its baby is finally able to defend itself. When Lucario Mega Evolves, it becomes so powerful that it's just so merciless, which is shown in the Pokemon XY anime. Lopunny's Mega design is explained that she sheds her own fur, so it gives her every advantage in combat. When Alakazam Mega Evolves, all of his muscles are completely gone and replaced with psychic energy to make him even more powerful. Each and every Mega Evolution explained as to what changes between the actual regular form and the Mega Evolution itself, whereas the other forms like G-Max just talk about how powerful the Pokemon is. I mean, just look at Machamp's description. Mega Evolutions just add so much more depth to unique Pokemon and just expand on that Pokemon's lore, which is really, really cool. Whereas Z-moves just look cool, most of them at least, and Terra forms are just silly little goofy hats. Now, one of the other reasons why Mega Evolutions are so popular is because it just made the basis to every other gimmick to ever exist. For example, the whole thing about Mega Evolution is the bond between trainer and Pokemon. What are the other gimmicks? Literally the exact same thing. The bond between trainer and Pokemon for Z-moves, for Dynamax, and for Terraforms. and they all need a special little gadget to awaken those said forms. Now it's just plain obvious as to why people just dislike the other gimmicks. It's because it just feels like a cheap copy compared to Mega Evolutions.
It just feels like lazy writing, and it sucks because they could all be really unique and cool in their own way, but they just slap a little bit of, I don't know, text, and then just call it a day. There's also some minor reasons as to why Megas are so popular, like the fact that it's the OG gimmick, so it's always going to be compared to the future gimmicks, and because it's the first one, it has the luxury of being, you know, just the OG.
Now let's talk about the main and final reason as to why Megas are so popular, as if the other ones weren't enough. Introduction. And I'm not talking about the games that Megas were introduced, I'm talking about the anime they were introduced, Pokemon XY and Pokemon XYZ. Let me just start out by saying, the presentation with Mega Evolution was 10 times better than how they presented Terastallize and Horizons, Dynamax and Journeys, and Z-Moves in Sun and Moon. Since the very beginning, Megas have been influential and impactful in the story. Lysander's whole grand plan relied on Alon's Mega Energy that he's absorbed through countless other trainers that had Mega Evolution to activate and go through with his plan. Without it, his plan would have backfired. And it's amazing to see how Mega Evolution was rewarded to other trainers. Sawyer had to work hard for it. Ash literally made a whole new bond phenomenon based off of the actual, like, basis of Mega Evolution. Alon got his by doing dirty work for Lysander, even though he knew it was wrong, and he also got a new Mega Ring after abandoning his past self. Karina was able to master Mega Evolution by working with her Lucario and making sure it wouldn't go berserk every single second. That is pure character development. Each trainer felt rewarded for what they've done, and it feels so rewarding, in fact, that every time they used it, you get chills. You get literal chills from them using their trump card, or their ace, if you want to call it that. And I love the fact that even though it's a trump card, it doesn't mean you automatically win, like something like Z-Moves and Dynamax, where it's like, oh, this overwhelming amount of power, I'm cooked, right? It's not that simple. Like, you gain a good power boost, sure, but it's been shown with Sawyer versus Ash, Ash versus Alon, that Mega Evolution does give someone a power boost, but you have to actually be a good trainer. That's why Sawyer lost against Ash, because although they both had Mega Forms, quote-unquote, Ash was just the better, smarter trainer. Like, for example, when Diantha fought against Ash, when Ash was trying to control the state between him and his Greninja, even though it was a pre-prime Greninja, they were still overwhelming the heck out of Mega Gardevoir because Ash was becoming a much better and stronger trainer. Granted, they did lose, but that was because they were pre-prime. And that's why people love Mega Evolution so much. Not because it's just some gimmick that doesn't really make sense and just is there for a power boost. It has meaning, it has story, it has lore, and actual impact to it. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this case of mine between Mega Evolutions and all the other gimmicks. And if you guys enjoyed this video, please do me a favor and subscribe and like, because we do videos like this practically all the time. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Peace.